I will be with another brother.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I'll just follow.
Hope I don't need to stand up in front. Do I need to stand up?
Wouldn't be bad. Just to help the situation. But,
hey, Matt,
I think it's okay. Whatever you feel. I didn't quite fall for it. I mean, I was.
Is there a particular theme that was going by? Or?
I have no idea. I think, in general, from my experience, it's good to see new songs start out by just, you know, releasing, not making content rich, just hoping to get the workload in. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say it's Cable 6, but it can't be really played in Cable 5.
There's no Cable.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, 570.
Oh. No, we're not starting with 570. All
right. Okay, if all joy is fine.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Maybe we could start out with 919, and again,
what's the first line?
Therefore with joy.
Nine 19.
Yes.
What?
What key?
A.
919.
It's actually E.
Starts with therefore with joy. Absolutely.
Drink a river.
Drink.
Is that G?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're such a rich Christ.
Right.
Oh, Christ is our everything.
Amen.
What a Christ have we.
Amen.
Amen.
God has called us for his purpose. It's indeed.
C?
D.
D.
Thank you. Thank you for calling us for your purpose.
Amen.
Thank you. You have an economy and a plan so glorious.
Amen.
First line.
Thank you.
you stand up, right? So if we say someone wearing red, then you stand up. Okay? That didn't work out very well. You and you. Well, we'll stand with you. No, it's fine.
First line.
Capo 2?
To
D.
Capo 2. Or you can just do D.
Yeah,
that, like,
I transpose.
Yeah, you're good. Okay, and then 5 minutes, right? Church in Plano. I'm currently a sophomore at UT Dallas. This is my testimony. Do you want to stay up here? Yes, cool. Amen. Lord Jesus, if you want, that's cool. I'm a little bit about me. I'm originally from California, like some of you, a lot of you. And I came here for college. My family is actually still back in California, so we'll see if they want to come over here. Make sure you guys keep the church life live and well so that they can come. Praise the Lord. So they asked me if I could do a testimony, and I was like, Lord Jesus, I can't speak. And I was going to text, no brother, I think I'm good. But then I was eating lunch at the same time that they were texting us. And then so I accidentally bit my tongue while I was texting that. And I was like, what? And then so I was like, okay, wait. I mistyped, right? So I had to like backspace it. And then like I tried typing it again, and I was still like eating my canes. And I bit my lip again as I was trying to say no. And so I was like, all right, Lord. So now I'm here, praise the Lord. And I'm going to share with you something that I found really important in my Christian life. I'm only 19 years old, so it's still pretty young. But that is to, like this afternoon when I was saying no and then said yes, is to listen to the Lord.
Amen.
And so I think that a lot of us, you know, we're in high school, we're in middle school, and I also was in high school and middle school, praise the Lord. And, like, it's really tough to have this, like, double life with, like, your friends at school and then your church life. It's really hard. And oftentimes I can, like, kind of, you know, make the two work, you know, like, I'll, like, do my school stuff and I'll, like, you know, dance. I was on the dance team at my school. And I also did wrestling, so I was really rebellious. Like, my mom, like, she was like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna kill yourself, dude. And I was like, no, I'm doing homework. And then so, anyway, parents, if your kids are saying they're doing homework, they're not doing homework. What I'm trying to say is, like, you know, I wanted to be a part of that world. I wanted to be cool with my friends. But then I chose the Lord. Yeah, who said that? Someone said that. Anyway, praise the Lord. I think it was the right choice, looking back. A lot of my friends, they went to other UCs, and I also got into a UC, and they are kind of lost. A lot of them don't have direction. A lot of them are kind of in this state of like, I kind of know what I want to do, but I also don't. I'm just going with the flow. That's what people say, right? And, you know, I look at them and I'm like, wow, I went to high school with this person, and now we're at completely different areas of life. And I think that as you grow older, this will just continue to happen. You will continue to see people that you hung out with and you thought were really cool, and then they end up somewhere where you're like, that could have been me. And so when I was college applications, we all had the high school seniors stand up. And yesterday during a home meeting, one of the YP actually got like accepted into, I think like you guys are really proud of this one school in Texas. It's like has like really long horns, right? Yeah, some of you guys? One of our YP got accepted into there, and we were all really happy and everything, and it really made me think back to when I also was in the college application process. And you might be thinking, I'm from California. Why am I in Dallas? And so the same way when the Lord was talking to me, making me bite my lip this lunch, he also forced me to go to a different school during my college application season. I always question, and my mom questions too. She's like, why did I let you do that? You know, like, now you're like, you could have been only like 100 miles away, but now you're like 1,700 miles away, you know? Why did I let you go? And it's because when we gave it to the Lord, and you will have this experience many times, when you're consecrating important things to the Lord, you will feel at peace. And you will feel, Lord, I don't understand what's going on right now. I don't necessarily like what's going on right now. Trust me, I didn't know about UT Dallas until I accepted the offer, okay? But Lord, if it's in your hands, then we're gonna be okay. And so that's what happened. And then coming here, I've met a ton of cool people, and I've gotta serve all of you guys. And so it's really sweet. But it only happened because I listened to the Lord.
Amen.
So when it comes, when your time comes, because it will come, Satan is going to try to say, hey, young person, come here. Or you don't have to go to the meeting. You're busy. You have homework, right? That homework, right? Homework. You have other things that you could be doing. You don't have to, these old people. Who wants to be with them? Stay in the church life.
Amen.
Really stay in the church life. It's a blessing that I'm here in Texas. It's a blessing that I'm here with the church life. It's a blessing that I'm here in the recovery.
Amen.
Don't take it for granted. We all will. And you all will go through an experience where you're like, really? But give it 5 years. Give it 10 years. And you will feel, wow, I saved my life so much trouble because I listened to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Enjoy the activities.
Okay.
Brother Matthew will really be a good blessing for the church in Plano, like many others. It's what your testimony testified that we all need to listen to our Lord. Right? Like you spent the time this here this afternoon with all the other fellow lover of our Jesus.
Amen.
Right? So you come to here, welcome to church in Plano. We're so pleasure to have you be here. Hope you have a good time. And starting from now, for the next hour and a half, we will have the activity time. After that, we'll have dinner. And after that, we will have a dear couple come giving us a longer testimony of their church life and what they loved about and something we can learn from them. So will be a lot of things coming up this afternoon into evening. Okay, so Brother Josh, maybe we'll give you some introduction on how we're going to conduct the activity time. Yeah, amen.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Plano. So for the activity time, we'll have two main sections. Okay, so from now 4:30 to about 5:15, we'll have one group outside. There's volleyball, there's various activities, there's football, there's frisbee, there's also a snack and drink station outside. Okay, so and then the other group, the other half will be in here, will rotate through stations of activities. There'll be three. And then at 5:15, about half the time, we will switch. So everybody inside will go outside and everybody outside will come inside and do the stations. Okay, so just to make it easy, the way we're gonna do this is we'll split everybody up into six groups. Because on the inside, we'll have three different stations. Okay, so that makes it easy for us to know to call you by the groups and rotate you through the stations. And also for three of them to just go outside, so that'll be half. Okay, so listen very closely. Okay, so all the young people only, please stand up. Okay, we're gonna try to do this as quick as possible to split you up into six different groups. So remember your number, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When I call your number, please sit down. Remember your number, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you sit down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, okay, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then 1, 2. Okay, 3, 4, 5. Y'all got it? Okay, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? Okay, so we have some activity coordinators at this time. Would you please go to your stations upstairs? They know where to go, but for you guys, I'll tell you in a little bit. Okay? So hopefully you all remember your number. And if you don't, just check with your neighbors, and you should be able to figure that out. Okay, so parents and serving ones, I won't split you all into groups, but just place yourselves as you wish with your young people and who you want to be with, okay? So at this time, groups 1, 2, 3, if you can stand up, 1, 2, 3 will be outside first. Okay, and you can exit this door. Exit outside through this door behind John Paul, okay? Behind the piano. Okay. Okay, please exit quickly. Exit quickly. Okay. Group 4, please stand up. Group 4. I think we have a few more that exited than we needed to, but okay. Group four, please go upstairs to 215. It's gonna be on your right hand side when you go upstairs, okay? Group four, go to 215. Okay, yeah. Go through the main double doors and keep walking down the hallway. You'll see the stairs on your right. Okay, group number 5, please stand up. Group number 5. Okay, group number 5, you will follow Andrew. Andrew, raise your hand. Group number 5, follow Andrew and go up the stairs to room 218. All right. And the rest, I think, is group number 6, right? Group number 6, please stand up. Group number 6, you will go to the room right next on the other side of the partition. So you can follow Matt. Matt, raise your hand. Okay, perfect.